This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Where do the 2020 presidential candidates stand on affordable housing? The issue is not getting a lot of attention in campaign advertisements or on the debate stage, but it is a topic with relevance to New Hampshire, a state with an incredibly tight rental market and a shortage of affordable housing options. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been looking into affordable housing and the 2020 race and joins us now. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Rick.
Set us up a bit here. What is the housing market like right now?
Well, as you said, it is really exceptionally tight right now. The vacancy rate statewide for renters is less than 1%. And that lack of availability winds up driving up prices. Some recent data shows that rents are up about 20% compared to where they were 5 years ago. Mm. Homeowners, meanwhile, if they've been in their house for a while, they've seen their values steadily rise. That's a good thing for them. But in New Hampshire, the median home price right now is close to $300,000. And for many first-time buyers, people looking for that starter home, there are just fewer and fewer options out there.
But Todd, we've seen this lack of affordable housing flare up as a local political issue. In fact, last month, Governor Sununu took a dig at the town of Bedford, where some residents were opposing the construction of large multifamily units. But we aren't hearing much about affordable housing on the presidential campaign trail.
That's true. On domestic issues, the Democratic candidates have spent significant energy certainly rolling out and debating health care and economic issues, including inequality, tax policy. But housing seems to have taken a back seat this cycle. Some people, though, they see that as a political misstep. I spoke with Jackie Weatherspoon. She's a former state rep. She's a leader of the state Democratic Party's African-American caucus. And she's advising candidates to talk more about affordable housing on the stump. She says it just will resonate with voters.
Housing. Young people cannot afford housing. Most people can't afford housing. So if they're not talking about housing, if they're not talking about, and you say, that, well, that's not a New Hampshire issue, I'd beg to differ.
So that's Weatherspoon's perspective. And while most candidates aren't bringing housing issues front and center, nearly all of them have released in some form an affordable housing plan.
Okay, so what are they proposing?
Well, nearly all the Democrats are on record supporting more federal government spending. Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, many others, they all support expanding Section 8 housing vouchers. That's a program where demand has long outpaced the actual money available. And then most candidates are also calling for simply massive spending projects to construct more low-income units. More supply, they say, would help drive down rental prices and ultimately meet demand.
Some of these ideas, of course, we've heard long before, but are there more out-of-the-box ideas out there?
Sure, sure. So Senator Sanders wants to cap annual rent increases at 3%, though there would be some exclusions. That is certainly not going to be popular with landlords.
Wouldn't think so.
Cory Booker is pitching a renter's tax credit, so people who pay more than 30% of their income on rent, they would be eligible for a tax deduction. Amy Klobuchar, she wants something called UP accounts. These are these kind of portable personal savings accounts that you could use on rent during an unexpected lapse in earnings. And nearly all the candidates are talking about inclusive zoning. So that's at the centerpiece of Andrew Yang's housing platform, trying to limit the use of minimum lot sizes or simply requiring large developers to have a dedicated portion of housing units for low-income people.
But again, that may not be popular in some places. You know, zoning is essentially a local control issue. How can changes be made from the federal level?
Well, some of the 2020 Democrats, they want to use almost a carrot and stick approach. Candidates like Mike Bloomberg, John Delaney, they're proposing the idea of using grant programs as a way to entice municipalities to reform their zoning laws. Candidate like Tom Steyer, he's proposing a plan to increase affordable housing developments close to transportation hubs as a way to better design communities. But you're right. Local officials, local zoning boards, they generally do get final say on these issues. But there's a belief by some running for this office right now that the federal government can and should play a larger role, that the NIMBY, not in my backyard, kind of obstacles to building more affordable housing simply need reform.
NHPR's Todd Bookman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
We've compiled the summary of where the 2020 Democrats stand on housing policy. You can find that at our website, nhpr.org. And you're listening to Morning Edition on NHPR.